This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers need Congress to finish the farm bill this year to avoid disruption in farm risk management programs. Doug Rebout, a dairy farmer from Janesville, Wisconsin, and a former County Farm Bureau president, explained why farmers need a farm bill by the end of this year in a recent interview. Rebout says everything's kind of still going right now, but it does have to get done before this next year so that we make sure we have our crop insurance and all these other programs that go along with it. Farmers are managing through the economic crunch by postponing some purchasing decisions. He added, "Our equipment, our machinery, everything, we're just on hold right now and making do with what we have. We know times will get better. Farming is always that way. You have your ups and downs. So when you do have your up years, that's when you make your updates and you prepare for these bad years." From 1999 to 2016, more than 200,000 people died in the United States from overdoses related to prescription opioids, according to the Centers for Disease Control. If you're tempted to dismiss this sobering statistic as merely an urban-suburban problem, think again. A survey conducted by the nation's two largest general farm organizations shows that while just less than half of rural Americans say they have been directly affected in some way by opioid addiction, 74% of farmers and ranchers say they have. 3 in 4 farmers also say it would be easy for someone in their community to access prescription painkillers illegally. The only way we will see an end to this epidemic is by neighbors helping neighbors, according to American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall. That's why AFBF and National Farmers Union partnered in developing the Farm Town Strong campaign to raise awareness and provide resources to help rural communities work together in preventing and treating opioid addiction. You can learn more about the crisis and find information on getting help for yourself or a loved one on the Farm Town Strong website at farmtownstrong.org. The U.S.-China tariff tit-for-tat continued several weeks ago when China imposed another $60 billion in tariffs on U.S. exports, after the U.S. slapped tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. U.S. hides were among the casualties of this most recent round. With a massive leather goods production industry, China is by far the largest importer of hides and skins in the world. Over half of U.S. skin and hide exports go to China. The presidents of the American Farm Bureau Federation and National Farmers Union participated in a panel discussion about the opioid epidemic in rural communities at the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo last week. Mark Poschel, CEO of the National FFA Organization, moderated the discussion. Together, Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union created Farm Town Strong, an online resource for people affected by opioid addiction in rural communities. Zippy Duvall, AFBF president, said that at first he thought the opioid epidemic was only an issue in urban areas of the U.S. Duvall said, "When we first started talking about this, I didn't really think that it was a major issue in rural America." Statistics from Farm Town Strong show that 74% of farmers and farm workers say that they have been directly impacted by the opioid epidemic. The Agriculture Department's most recent World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates projects Chinese beginning stockpiles of soybeans for the 2018-19 marketing year at 825 million bushels, approximately 70% of the volume of U.S. soybean shipments to China during the 2017-18 marketing year. With large inventories on hand in China, it's no surprise U.S. soybean exports to that country are down to start the 2018-19 marketing year, way down. USDA's Federal Grain Inspection Service reveals that through the first 7 weeks of the 2018-19 marketing year, 7.4 million bushels of new crop U.S. soybeans have been shipped to China, down 97% from prior year levels. Through the first 7 weeks of the previous marketing year, the U.S. shipped 239 million bushels of soybeans to China, and during that same period in the 2016-17 marketing year, the U.S. shipped 211 million bushels. The retaliatory tariffs of 28% on U.S.-sourced soybeans have resulted in a sharp decline in China's purchases. Shipments of soybeans to China have fallen by 98% along the Mississippi River, 95% out of the Columbia River, and by 91% from the Puget Sound. Shippers in the interior, South Atlantic, and East Gulf regions have yet to make a soybean shipment to China. Farmers and ranchers need quality connections to broadband internet, but those connections are hard to find in the countryside. To the delight of the American Farm Bureau Federation and Missouri Agriculture Director Chris Chin, the Trump administration is working to improve broadband access in rural areas. Chin met with President Trump recently and says the administration is working to make broadband more affordable, one of the biggest factors in rural America's weak connection. Chin said this administration has really brought light to one of the biggest challenges that we face in rural America today, and that it is access to high-speed broadband that's affordable. If it's there, it's out of reach for families to be able to afford it to bring it back home to that family farm. Chin says cell phone coverage, which requires broadband access, is lacking in rural parts of the nation. She explained that even having the access to a cell phone that works on every part of your farm is a challenge. So much information is out there for farmers today. Manuals for equipment, repair parts, everything is out on the web. But if you can't access it to get that information, it makes your job that much harder. Whether you are carving a jack-o'-lantern grin, roasting the seeds, or sipping it in your latte, pumpkin season has arrived for all of us to enjoy. According to the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service and initial reports, farmers in Illinois and California, the two largest pumpkin-producing states, are harvesting healthy crops. While crop conditions throughout the country have been relatively stable, early drought issues followed by excessive rain and disease have reduced the current crop size slightly. Historically, pumpkin yields have seen a great deal of variability year over year due to weather conditions. However, on average, Illinois, California, and Texas produce about 30,000 pounds per acre. About 80% of Illinois' high-yielding pumpkin crop is designated for processing use, such as pie filling, as opposed to California's pumpkin crop, of which 99% is designated for fresh use. Total pumpkin production for 2017 topped out at 1.5 billion pounds. In 2017, Illinois' 6.4 million pounds of pumpkin accounted for 41% of the total U.S. pumpkin crop. AFBF is seeking volunteers to check retail prices of foods used to prepare a traditional Thanksgiving Day dinner. Pricing information from around the country will be used to determine the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10. Browse to the online survey at 2018 Turkey Survey on any mobile device or tablet and input retail prices found at your local grocery store. November 6th is the deadline to submit a survey. Everyone who completes the survey will be entered to receive one of five $100 thank you gift cards. AFBF's news release on the average cost of Thanksgiving dinner will be released Thursday, November 15th. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture and the National Auctioneers Association, with generous funding from the National Auctioneers Foundation, have launched a new My American Farm game along with supporting resources for two separate age groups, 3rd through 5th graders and 5th through 8th graders. The new online game gives students a close look at how auctions work and the many different opportunities within the auctioneering industry. Our 3rd through 5th grade audience playing auction adventures will have the chance to strengthen math fluency as they learn about the different kinds of auctions that take place each day, said Christy Lalja, executive director of the foundation. She added, we've also created a fifth grade lesson plan that will help students enhance English language arts skills as they read profiles of real auctioneers, then communicate about the different types of auctions highlighted. In addition, we have 3 lesson plans for middle school students to learn about careers within the auctioneering industry. In July 2018, after the third quarter H-2A program data was released by the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Foreign Labor Certification, we predicted an extremely large number of positions would be certified in the fourth quarter, pushing DOL certifications over the 240,000 mark in fiscal year 2018. With Department of Labor certifying more than 49,000 positions in August, July, and September, an increase of over 23% from fourth quarter 2017, that projection has been proven correct. A strong fourth quarter brought the total number of certified positions in fiscal year 2018 to 242,762, an increase of more than 21% over fiscal year 2017. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.